Hi, you guys. This is Richard Sachs on Lost Arts Radio. This is our show called Lost Arts Radio Live, where we go over events of the past week and what's in the news and see how selected elements from in that whole array of what's happened in the last 7 days affects our lives. And certainly no kind of comprehensive news review, but trying to pick out things that have meaning and how to respond to them and what they portend for the future. And I was just looking at over the whole spectrum of what's been happening, and there's a great compilation from the mainstream media that is either up on Lost Arts Radio now or soon will be. And it's showing how these news anchors on the mainstream channels, they get chosen like you would choose an actor, for the ability to put across a certain image and to look, have exactly the right facial expression, and to be able to read off the teleprompter as if it's your own idea and as if you just thought of the words, you know, but they're actually being told to you on the teleprompter. And all of these news anchors are explaining how the world's going to end in 2030, if not sooner, but certainly by 2030, and that all the experts agree that this is true. And it shows the current U.S. president in a bad light, as they always do, saying, no context or anything. He's just saying, well, I don't believe it. And it's great because you've got like 30 or 40 different news reporters and anchors acting like they're thinking up these words on their own, and they're using the exact same phrases and saying, like, this is an incredibly dire warning that humanity's last chance. The world is in a really serious, which is true. The world is in a serious situation, just not like they explain it. But they say that the world's going to end by 2030. So how many of you guys know why the world is going to end by 2030? Raise your hand if you know, and I'll look around and see who's got it. And if you said climate change, that's correct. You get the right answer, and you might even be able to enter Democratic politics if you're a good actress or a good actor like Ocasio-Cortez or any of the people that are being groomed and selected by Justice Democrats. But I'm not favoring the Republicans. I'm not partisan at all. A lot of the Republicans are the worst enemies of the country as well. Just that for some reason, in the U.S. anyway, the Democratic Party has become, at the leadership level, and many of the followers, just pure evil, and the followers are acting like zombies and just believing whatever they're told. But let's look at why they would say that climate change is going to end the world in 2030, and why, as in many of these cases, it's not just they're lying. It's that, well, there are things that could end life on this planet well before 2030. It's just not the way they're presenting it. So let's look at climate change for a minute. The climate is certainly changing. It's changing all the time. It doesn't stay stable, and it's been changing for millions and millions of years. That's not an emergency, because that's going on all the time, usually very slowly, sometimes with radical cataclysms and things like that, not because of humans, but because that's been happening for a long time. It's been radically different in different ages of the Earth's history. And in fact, CO2, which is usually demonized as catastrophic for humans, so, I mean, ideally, you should just breathe in from now on, not breathe out, if you believe that. But CO2 wasn't chosen by God and nature as a mistake. It's actually part of a cycle. So it's one of the primary foods for plants. Plants eat carbon dioxide, and they give off oxygen, among other things. And it's a pretty good system. It's really well designed. But and in fact, it's been CO2 levels in the atmosphere have been tremendously higher long ago in geological history. And in those times, the plant growth fed by the extra CO2 was very lush, and the soil mineral content was high, and things, it was not a barren desert, the world. So it's not quite as simple as what they're telling you, and putting bags over the cows or getting rid of all the cows, and as I said, you not breathing out, and no more airplanes and no cars and stuff. That's not really a sane response. But the climate change we're being warned about is specifically climate destabilization, not this gradual change over millions of years in the past on the planet. And then they, they show depictions of the end stages of climate change with killer winds and wild temperature swings and floods and extreme fires and coastal cities wiped out by rising sea levels and masses of people trying to escape their own devastated country that's been turned into a desert by climate change. That's the pictures they're showing. And now movements like not just Justice Democrats, but the Sunrise Movement and groups like that are training little kids who certainly don't have a deep understanding of this stuff. They just know that they're scared because the world is going to end in, it used to be 12, now 11 years. And if they're only 8 now, you know, they're only going to be 19 when they die. And it sounds pretty scary. So they're sending these legions of little kids to repeat this stuff to politicians and things like that. But the interesting thing about this, even though what they're doing is a total fraud, is that it's also true that there is devastating climate fluctuation in unnatural ways with new types of clouds that haven't been seen before, new types of wind patterns, polar vortexes, and or I guess you might say vortices, I'm not sure. Anyway, patterns in nature that haven't existed before that we know of, and wild temperature swings, it's true, they're happening now. So, and in my opinion, well, not the flooding of coastal cities, but everything else on the list of dire warnings is actually already happening and threatening to get much more severe. So why? It's really the million-ton elephant in the room that's the main cause of climate disruption, climate destabilization, and it is man-made. So they're right in a strange way. But there are two man-made causes of this stuff. The first and by far the biggest one is the geoengineering program that is global, and that the governments, as far as I know, no government, including the U.S. or the U.K. or any other ones that I'm aware of, are acknowledging climate change. They're all acknowledging climate change. They're not acknowledging geoengineering. And if you have a know of an exception to that, some government that's actually talking about it, acknowledging it as it is, I'd love to hear about it. You can email me, richard@lostartsradio.com. But I haven't heard of any like that, including, the as I said, the president of the U.S. just acting as if it doesn't exist. And it's like nobody can look up at the sky and know what they're seeing. We, as a population, we've gotten so dumbed down at this point that the obvious is just a complete hidden mystery to most of us. And I think the rulers are laughing that they can do these kind of things in plain sight and humans don't even know that it's going on. But if you're able to bend your neck a little bit and look upward, we've had aircraft experts on the show and other people, and there are many good websites explaining it. The modern jet engines don't emit long trails that are whiter, gray, or brown and just stay there all day and spread out into gigantic clouds and fall fake overcast to cover the sky. And in fact, I've talked to the National Weather Service about this a number of times, and they are now coordinating their weather forecasts with the spray activity. So they're talking about, well, they're at least given notice of how heavy the spraying is going to be on a given day. Where I am, I've seen many crystal clear days where the forecast is cloudy and it's crystal clear, there's no clouds, but then the airplanes start the spraying in the same conditions, the same flight paths and everything that they were flying in yesterday, but this time they're spraying. Temperatures are the same. And other planes flying at the same altitude as them, which are easy to track on the internet now, are not spraying. So there's just no question, but they figure the public is so out of it by now that they don't even notice which unfortunately seems to be pretty much true. So this is an intentional international program to do many things, only one of which is destroying the Earth's normal climate. I'm talking about geoengineering. Geoengineering is not only climate engineering. That's one thing that it includes, but that's not all. There are a lot of ingredients in the spray mixes that are being dumped over our heads that have nothing to do with climate. Well, yeah, probably nothing to do with climate. And it's just amazing how not only the rulers and the governments, but even most of the people, they look up and they know that they're told that those are ice crystals. And in fact, when I called the National Weather Service last time, a couple of months ago, they explained to me very patiently, yes, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate the public concern about these things. Total nonsense. They're really irritating that anybody even notices. And they say, you see, there are different atmospheric conditions. And sometimes when a condition is just right, then all the planes start putting out these trails. And they're actually doing a much deeper program of animating them into kids' cartoons now. And I notice even some of the spacecraft leave chemtrails now, as if that's normal. Like in the movie that I thought was really great, Avatar, when the spacecraft is going down to Pandora, it leaves, I think, two major chemtrails behind it. And of course, that's out in space, so there's not even air. But the chemtrails still are normal. So they're teaching everybody that that's how airplanes fly now. But there's no question about it anymore. There's extensive video evidence, and you can see it on sites like geoengineeringwatch.org or globalskywatch.com or any of the other sites. That globalskywatch.com has a global listing of all the other good sites about geoengineering. Many of them have this photographic and video evidence now showing nozzles, not the engines, but separate nozzles on the wings and the bodies of aircraft, and plumes of this solid particulate matter just, you know, billowing out of there and then getting turned off. So you know that it's not just what's happening constantly by flying. It's not atmospheric conditions. It's the on-off switch for the spraying. Not necessarily from the cockpit. It could be remote. Either one works. And but the videos that show the sprays being turned on and off abruptly show that it's not atmospheric conditions, that the weather service, there's two possibilities. Either they're really uninformed, which is unlikely, or they've been instructed to lie, which is the one I think is happening. So there's zero chance that this is ice crystals and that it's radically changing climatic conditions and patterns, wind patterns, all kinds of things. And most of the people who've researched it seriously think that it's interacting with EMF from the HAARP signals and others with a lot of negative intention, accomplishing many parts of their program. And the spray residue has been analyzed by Clifford Carnicom at the Carnicom Institute and some others. And it's been shown commonly to have a bunch of toxic metal compounds, aluminum, barium, strontium, and others. But also, it's got bioweapon components to it, toxic chemicals, what Clifford calls cross-domain bacteria. It's definitely not just for climate. And it's not to cover up climate change, it's to create it. Because the more panic there is about global warming and climate change, the better the rulers like it. Maximum panic would be their favorite. Because if everybody's terrified of global warming or climate change, take your pick, whatever you're comfortable with. Or it probably would work if you're afraid of global cooling too. That's great. Because then they can use that as an excuse to tell you have to give up your rights so that the rulers can save you from climate change and stop the climate from changing by getting money into new carbon exchanges, which is totally reasonable, obviously. So it's poisoning the air, the water, the soil, the crops that are growing, including the organic ones. Does not mean don't buy organic food. That's the minimum bottom line that we should be consuming, not the the so-called conventional food should be labeled poison, not conventional. That would be more honest. But it is definitely convenient for the climate change narrative, not just that they're messing up the normal climate patterns of the world, but they've been dumping explosive metal dust, like the ones we mentioned, onto forests worldwide, for example, in California. And then when they trigger those fires, they don't burn like normal fires, because if you have a fine enough dust of a metal, it becomes explosive. And that's what's been happening too. And so they can say, see, we told you the fires are getting out of control. This is global warming or climate change or global cooling, whatever you like. But that's what it's from. There's no doubt. Humans are the problem, especially white men, actually, but humans in general. And we've got to really curtail all normal activities, or we're not going to have a chance, and the world's going to end in 2030. And all of these coordinated people on that compilation of newscasters were saying, it looks like 11 years, or at that time 12 years, and it looks like by 2030 we're all going to be dead unless we do something radical about climate change, because climate change is the enemy of all of us, while they're the ones creating it, you know. So nobody, no government anywhere in the world that I know of has told the truth about this stuff. But it's funny, they want you totally confused, because they've got the fake scientists talking about it, and David Keith and others, and saying that it might actually be necessary. Yes, it will kill quite a few people to dump, I think what he was talking about on the clip I saw is sulfuric acid into the atmosphere, which I don't know if they're doing sulfuric acid now, probably, but I just know about the metal and the weapons and mixed in with it. But he's saying, well, they might have to start putting in sulfuric acid into the upper atmosphere. And yeah, it'll probably kill a small test, maybe 10,000 people a year. But, you know, compared to the number that's being killed by all the sulfuric acid that's being emitted from factories and stuff, it's really not a big deal. That's only 10%. So, you know, shouldn't really worry about that. And but at the same time as saying that they're definitely not doing it yet, which he was saying, they're saying it might be needed someday for global warming or climate change or whatever it is about the climate that you're most terrified of, and that they would only do it for your benefit. And then I think David was asked, well, what about all those lines up there now? Isn't it possible that they're doing it already and not telling us? And the scientist says, well, I think that's highly unlikely because they haven't announced it, you know. And so that was kind of a joke, that the government would never do something without telling you. And now many universities around the world have programs, actual degree programs in geoengineering. But you're supposed to think at the same time that it's a crazy conspiracy theory and only foolish people out of touch with reality think that it's going on. But remember where the term conspiracy theory actually came from. It was to make people not question that just one crazy person killed John Kennedy, when later on it came out, of course, there was a giant conspiracy. It wasn't fake. Anyway, if you're able to look at the sky and all these white trails behind the planes, which are not ice crystals, regardless of what the weather service is instructed to tell you, and if they spread out over hours and create fake overcast, which the forecaster just happens to have forecast as normal clouds when they're not clouds, they're trails, you can watch geoengineering going on. You don't have to do an in-depth study to figure out that right over your head there's an air raid going on. The fact that, you know, it's not being responded to by governments is incredible. So the more panic about global warming and climate change, and to some degree of global cooling, even if that's what people prefer, that is in line with the program and really helps the rulers. And if it's panic enough, they'll be able to say, yes, because everybody's so panicked about global warming and everything, we're going to have to really start spraying a lot more. But it's for your own good, and it'll only kill some of you, so don't be worried about it. And in the meantime, it's creating, you know, more and more extreme climate change, new wind patterns, new types of clouds, extreme temperature swings, fires and winds, and all the stuff that they're warning about. So that if you get panicked enough about it, see, they don't want to calm you down about it. They want you panicked, no matter what they're saying on the news. And then they'll be able to say, well, we're just going to have to start spraying and take what's left of your freedom. Otherwise, you might use too much gasoline, or, you know, you might turn your air conditioner on, stuff like that that's really evil. And so you're the one, if you do that, that is playing the major part in destroying the world by 2030, of course, or sooner. And I've tried to talk about this with prominent Democratic rulers and not top rulers, because I don't know Pelosi and Maxine Waters and people like that, but people in office and also environmental and organic groups that are great, and I support, you know, OCA and others that are working to try to get rid of all the toxic farming practices and cancer-causing chemicals in the environment, and also the Sunrise Movement, the Justice Democrats, OAC's backers. They don't want to discuss it at all. It's off the table. It's like they've fallen into this memorized cult thing. If one part of a program sounds green or organic, who cares what the rest of it is? Just back the whole thing. And it's like a hypnosis and a party line thinking and tunnel vision. And I can't see any benefit in parties at all myself, because as soon as you're aligned with any party, then you have a list of things to think. And if you think outside of that, you're betraying the party. It's really ridiculous. So these people that are hypnotized into this, you know, if it sounds organic or green, just support it no matter what. They're playing right along with the program to actually try to destroy life on the planet, which is their objective. That's kind of another story. But instead of being willing to look at it honestly and talk about it, these people want to end the petroleum industry. And I'm not singling out just Democrats. The Republicans are also in America, or their counterparts in other countries are just as horrible. I mean, the Democrats have for some reason just gone completely aggressively insane at the top levels. But the Republicans just tend to let the Democrats do whatever they want and come up with another version of it to show that they're the opposition, when really it's the same thing. So in America, the Republicans and their counterparts elsewhere will probably try to enact some form of the Green New Deal, just different enough so they can say it's their own version. So it's not just one side that is asleep or evil. So what about ending the petroleum industry, which is one of the proposals, and the coal industry and the nuclear power industry? You know, the book Peak Oil was interesting, but the whole premise was wrong. And there's no shortage of oil or coal as far as we can tell. But they really are dirty and inefficient sources of energy production from burning those things. And they haven't been necessary for more than 100 years. Almost the whole length of time that the oil industry has been around, it hasn't been needed. Why? Because there are real free and clean energy technologies that you were never supposed to hear about. And we're probably allowed to mention them, but anybody that tries to bring them out and actually promote and market them tends to commit suicide or otherwise get killed. But the others have been available for a long time, much better than solar and wind. Those are very low on the spectrum of efficiency, cost, and pollution. I mean, batteries are still full of real corrosive chemicals, and none of that's needed. So, and nuclear power is just like a guaranteed total disaster It's just a question of when. And that's been known. It's not like the people who designed it were really brilliant and thought it would work forever and be clean. And now they're saying, oh, well, maybe we made a mistake. They didn't make a mistake. The people who brought that into being did it because of the disaster potential for it. Although that's hard for a lot of people to imagine that, but it is true. So does that mean that we should stop using these dirty energy forms? No, it actually means that the magnetic and zero point energies should be released, open source to the public, in a way that would spread worldwide overnight. And it's true that an inventor or the person who brings out a new type of energy like this can't make trillions of dollars on it. But it's more important for life on the planet to survive. So there is one program to help people like that if they're willing to be brave enough to come out and go public, run by Dr. Stephen Greer, whose videos on YouTube I highly recommend that you might want to look at. And he set up a center, it might even be on his farm, I'm not sure, in Virginia or somewhere close to D.C. And it's a environment where people can bring real zero-point or magnetic or otherwise advanced energy production technology. And his team will test it. If it's replicable and it can be done over and over, then they have a fund of money that they'll give to the inventor or the person who's got it from reverse engineering or something like that. And his system will release it worldwide overnight, and it won't be stopped, which could be a real turning point for the whole world. And it should be something that the environmental people would be extremely happy about. So he needs a lot of support. It's kind of amazing that he's still around, given the sensitive nature of what he's working with. But last time I checked, he hadn't gotten anybody brave enough to come forward and let him test the technology. But it's an exciting possibility, and it's a great project that he's done. So what else would contribute to the world ending by 2020 besides climate change? And I'm saying, what would really contribute to life on the planet being exterminated? One thing for sure is the 5G extension of the current wireless, which is going to be much more intense and much more weaponized. And we're going to have Mark Steele, an 5G activist in the UK with some very unusual background who understands what it actually is. He's going to be on Lost Arts Radio Show next. Is it tomorrow? Let me look at the calendar. Yeah, it's tomorrow the 7th on our Sunday show where we have guests. And I really recommend anyone interested in the whole 5G and wireless issue that they should listen to him, because he's an incredible person and trying to set a precedent in the town where he lives for a legal system that could actually stop it in his mind. I don't know if he's going to have success with that or if it's possible, because the real reason for the rollout of this, yeah, it's money at the corporate level, but above the corporate level, it has nothing to do with money. It's basically satanic, and it's part of a much larger operation. But it's great that he's going to try the system out, and it has to do with it's not the InPower movement, but it's related, and it has to do with the liability of individual members of city councils and county supervisors and things like that for technology that is known to be harmful, which the 5G is for sure. In fact, the microwave frequencies being used by the telecommunications industry are chosen specifically because of their harmful potential. There are other options that could be used instead that are life-friendly. And we've had Ken Rolla and other people on talking about that. The way they're doing it is not necessary, unless, of course, your objective is to exterminate life on the planet. And that happens to be exactly what they're after. So what else could end the world by 2030? Well, chemical agriculture, fertilizers and poisons, not to mention GMOs, could go a long way toward it, because they corrupt the whole sequence of life and the genetic code of all kinds of organisms, and they're being supported by governments worldwide including the U.S. one, in spite of the fact that they've got the organic department, the National Organic Program. Still, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I think, is the biggest promoter of chemical fertilizers and GMOs on the planet that I know of. I mean, they're in partnership with the industries that they're supposed to regulate, which is a typical pattern with government. And then indirectly, toxic medicine and food making people sick and unable to think clearly. And in line with all this is the criminal media that we've got controlling the thought patterns of much of the population. So we won't see or understand what's going on around us until it's too late. But, you know, I'm sure you've noticed that independent media, this show and others much bigger, Alex's show and Mike's show, I'm not going to say their whole name because just mentioning them now gets you banned. But because those are arising and telling the truth, the censorship campaign is getting much more severe all over the world. And a great example is the disastrous shooting that happened recently in New Zealand. Jeff Berwick had a great program about it that you might want to look at, interviewing one of the many people that you can't even mention his name or you might get kicked off. Max is his first name. It might give you a clue. So the shooting in New Zealand, it was clearly real. There were dead people and people who died from the shooting. But there are a lot of anomalies in it, and some of them were actually picked up by independent media. Well, no, some were picked up initially by the video that the shooter made and live-streamed to panic everybody into giving up firearms rights right away. But in that same video, it showed clearly that he had help and that it wasn't just a single crazy shooter, which is what they always want you to believe. A lot of support system. One of the support cars left halfway through the shooting. But it's being used as a justification for taking away firearms and freedom of speech. And there were new laws to that effect already written and ready to go in New Zealand. Very quickly after the shooting, I heard that one of the main bodies of law requiring to give up firearms was 600 pages. And you can't do that overnight like they did. So it was all ready to go. And it was certainly planned for many months to come off in that exact timing. Home gun raids are already started in New Zealand, where they're breaking into the homes of people who have firearms and stealing them. They call it confiscating, right, to protect you. But it's actually stealing because the firearms rights that are reflected in the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment are not just belonging to U.S. citizens. The whole point of the founders of America was these rights belong to everybody all over the world. They don't... they're not a favor of government. You don't get rights just because your country is really fortunate to have the right kind of constitution. You're born with the rights. The Constitution and founding documents just reflect that. So as a result of the anomalies in the video that would show that it was a scam, not that the people weren't shot, they were shot, and they were dead people all through there, piled up in a room apparently, but it was planned way in advance. And you can also see some kind of radio communication or something coming to the shooter so that he runs around in advance to a back door where people are trying to run out so he can shoot them. And you know, it's obvious coordination as a result of the fact that the video that he shot shows some of the problems in the official narrative. New Zealand government is giving people 10 to 14 years in prison for having and sharing the video. Just amazing. Even in the U.S., the site Brighteon.com, which is invented as an alternative site to YouTube, was threatened by the Australian government, working in coordination with New Zealand, that if Brighteon didn't censor and take down their versions of the shooter's video right away, then the Australian government would work with the American authorities and destroy the whole project and website of Brighteon.com, and that's Mike's site. Another person who's been banned off YouTube and the major platforms that mentioning his whole name could get us banned. But I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. So the overall plan that's being pursued is actually very simple, although it's being carried out with a lot of complex details. And that is tyranny, move toward tyranny, and the destruction of all life on the planet. That's it. And a lot of people can't easily comprehend that, because why would the rulers, the people totally in charge of this, why would they want to destroy their own planet and their own families and ultimately themselves? And it makes no sense to normal people who haven't really understood the whole thing. The other thing is, people would say they have the technology and the weapons and the bombs and nuclear weapons and everything to destroy the world quickly, you know, probably in the next 20 minutes or so, if they really could do that. So why are they not? Well, the deeper details of that are all at planetaryhealingclub.com, the meeting that goes to. But at the top levels, directing the takedown of the whole biosphere with us in it has nothing to do with money, as we said. Money is used. It's a very important tool that's been devised through the banking system to control people and to motivate the corporate leaders and the people in the mid-levels of the power structure to carry out the will of the top-level bosses. But at that top level, money is not an issue at all. It's very effective. It's been very effective to keep everybody totally busy trying to survive, especially when every country has been burdened with a central bank. In the U.S., it's called the Federal Reserve, but there's a similar one in virtually every major country in the world. And the function of the central bank is to siphon off most of the wealth that is being generated by people who are creative and working and inventing things and all that, and giving it to the owners of the central banking system. So it's very effective to keep everybody enslaved to money and chasing it all the time. But at the top level, as we say, this is satanic, and it's not financial. The planned percentage of population reduction is told in different numbers to different levels of the power structure. The ones at the lower level who just believe they're saving the earth are saying, well, we need to reduce it to 500 million or so, like the Georgia Guidestones say should be done. And then it's going to be beautiful and everything will be great and you'll be in it. But the higher levels are told that it's 80% or 90%. And at the very top level, the plan is 100%. It's a suicide mission. And when that's understood, all the parts make sense. The world government is just a step toward control before extermination. And the top-level controllers are getting us to help carry out our own planetary suicide. And again, why are they not doing it quickly? It's because, from what I found, it's all based on this doctrine of sacrifice, which is that if you kill an innocent being, and you'll see this in all kinds of scriptures around the world, you kill an innocent being and you do it exactly the right way, by the numbers, you know, according to the system, and giving notices, and it's a ceremony. That's why they call it that. It's got requirements. If you do that, then God is going to be really happy with you and everything's going to go great. And the God that these guys are worshiping who are doing this is a very dark power. And they feel like at the end of it, they'll be the last part of the sacrifice themselves and merge into a kind of cyberspace and become immortal and get to live with that power forever. So I figured we might as well just go get right to the bottom line and say that's what's going on. So when I think Alex this week came up with the idea that if they're warning that the Earth may be extinct by 2030, that it's actually a warning of what they're planning to make sure happens, which seems to be quite true. It's not because people are using too much energy on their air conditioner or driving a truck or an SUV or something like that, because they have access to clean, free energy now. It wouldn't take decades to get it scaled up to be available. It's available. As a little unit like this would power your house, and it wouldn't need any fuel. That's available now. But except for one little detail, and that's that the people who have brought those things into existence, they either be quiet or they get killed. So that's why you can't go down to the store and buy one of those things, or the government isn't giving it to you. It's all this is not the fault of the general population. The general population is programmed through the TV, through education, through programmed entertainment, through what all the corrupt rulers are saying, what statements from Congress, the medical system. They're all programmed to make sure people are completely clueless about what's really happening, and that they further motivate them to take part in their own destruction. And that's the program that's going on now. And if you look at people as victims of programming worldwide, the biggest victims are the rulers, because they actually have identified themselves with these monsters and tyrants. And it's funny, we talk a lot about all the gender confusion and what people identify with or identify as. Well, these rulers identify as genocidal monsters. But under the programming, all the humans are the same beautiful essence that was created in the original image of where they came from. And it's not physical. And that applies to the levels of the malicious rulers right up to the top. So the idea is that, you know, Alex and a lot of great patriotic people are saying we have to totally destroy the programs of the rulers, destroy the rulers, and, you know, overcome all this, and that they're just going to be, we have to see them as absolute enemies. And in what they're doing, that's true. But the only reason they're doing what they're doing is their programming. And underneath that, they're exactly the same as we are. So the real solution to this would be not destroying them, but waking them up as well. And there are ways to do that. So self-defense, that's an absolute essential right. And that's why defending firearms rights is critically important. And that's why they're using the false flags like New Zealand. It's not, that doesn't mean it didn't happen. It means that it was arranged for a certain outcome and a certain effect on the population, certain kinds of news coverage, all worked out in advance, misused to take away people's rights. In history, any time that the rulers have wanted to start massacring their own people, which is very common, actually, you're not told much about it, but in the 20th century, something like 262 million people were murdered by their own governments, not as part of war, just the governments turning on the people, whether it was Cambodia or China or any place that you really look at. They always had to take away any possibility of self-defense first. And, of course, the Jews in Germany were disarmed the same way. And it's been done, more and more all over the world. And if you look at the places where it's most completed, city of Chicago or countries like Mexico, where it's really difficult to legally get firearms, England now and Australia too, they have, it doesn't get rid of the crime problem. If people really can't get guns, which is unusual because usually the black market will supply them, but if they can't get guns, they'll kill people with knives or run over them with vehicles. And I noticed that in the UK, they're working on a lot of outlaw knives now because the crime is so bad And it's all being done with knives instead of guns. It's just more easy to access knives in the store than guns. So with the false flags, like the New Zealand one and all the ones before it, it doesn't mean they didn't happen. It means that that event is used to say, we have to make the whole society safe. And in order to do that, obviously, we have to make you defenseless. That's going to really take care of it. And yeah, it takes care of it. It makes you completely open and vulnerable to whatever government wants to do to you. And otherwise, there's this deterrent factor that the government hesitates to do it, to move against its own citizens if the enforcers are in danger of getting shot. That's really unpleasant. So they try to do the disarming and the false flags first. And then using the mainstream media to maintain the illusion and the hypnosis that it's we who are the problem, and it's the fact that people who don't commit any crimes and they don't hurt anybody else, if they own guns, they're the problem and they are the enemies. And that's just, completely not true. So in the bigger picture, as we were talking about, it is true that humanity and the whole biosphere are targeted for elimination. And that's a pretty serious situation. But the solutions that are being given in this problem reaction solution scenario, all they're going to do is speed up the sacrifice. So the question is, all right, what needs to be done? All the things that are happening this week with the increasing censorship against people like Mike and so many others now that are being just taken down off social media, and president in the U.S. and Congress are doing nothing to stop it as far as internet censorship is concerned. And in most other countries, the governments are pushing for it to be completed as soon as possible. So, like in the Terminator movie, we said targeted for elimination, the humanity is. And in the Terminator movie, Sarah Connor was targeted, and it was her son who was the hero and who was going to save everybody retroactively. Pretty interesting movie. And so obvious question is, in our sci-fi movie that we're living in, who's John Connor? Who's going to be saving the world, basically, from the hunter-killer robots and all the really nasty plans that are coming from the rulers? And as far as I can see, the John Connor in this movie is actually you. And that's why I feel really fortunate to even be able to visit with you once a week like this, because in my opinion, you're an incredibly great person. And just, surrounded and weighted down by this amazing programming that's inside mind, we all are. And even the bad guys are. They're not really bad guys underneath, but they're very convincing and they're doing a lot of damage. And they could make the Democrat prophecy of the end of life on the planet by 2030 come true. We're seeing right now the death of pollinating insects and honeybees and wildlife all over the planet. No, rewilding the planet is a scam, but the necessity of healthy wildlife all over everywhere where people are not living is really important. So where are the solutions? And as far as I can see, the answer is being carried inside you. Just like in The Wizard of Oz, where Dorothy was wearing the red slippers and never even realized it. And the same with each one of us, that our real consciousness of who we are, if we could get past the programming and throw away the labels, forget what party you're in, and realize that you're something beyond your current age, your skin color. That's a really stupid one to fight about. Your gender and social class position and all this kind of stuff. Underneath all that is somebody that you really are. And if we get back in touch with that, the whole game changes. So as a result, the biggest fear of the global rulers is that you, not somebody else, but you will actually become self-aware. And if that happens and starts a chain reaction that sends this wave of consciousness over the planet, then the game of sacrifice is over. So I don't see any other way to really switch it around right now. They hope that we'll do it by physical force and by actual direct resistance and things like that. I'm not saying that those things have no place, but I don't see that as being sufficient, you know, because that's what they're prepared for. That's what they want to use their special weapons and crowd control and all these things on. That's what the 5G is being rolled out to do, because as Mark Steele would say, and you'll see him tomorrow night, 5G is a weapon system, and it's already been perfected on the battlefield, and now it's being rolled out against you. So I don't think direct confrontation is really a very good idea like that. So how do you get back in touch with these tools that we've forgotten about a long time ago? I think that's what it all comes down to. And I'm not saying that's all you do, because I've gone to city council meetings where I live and talked in front of the people there and the council members about 5G and why it should never be allowed and other things like that. And the city council doesn't care, where I am anyway. They're busy texting on their cell phones and talking to each other and laughing. And I mean, it's just kind of a ridiculous scenario. I'm not saying not to do that. I'm not saying not to go out and put up billboards against geoengineering and all this stuff. I think that's important. Or to speak about chemical farming and drug medicine and take care of yourself without the toxic drugs and don't eat the poison food. Don't eat, you know, read what's in it. And if it's got synthetic chemicals and names of ingredients that you can't identify, don't hurt your body by putting it in your mouth. That's just what my suggestion would be. So all those things we can keep doing, buy organic food, exercise, you know, get yourself in good shape, take care of your children. As we're going to be having a series of shows soon on Sunday that is going to deal with CPS, the reality of CPS, and a lot of things like that. So watch for that. There's a great group called Health Freedom Idaho that's going to be on Lost Arts Radio soon and discussing all kinds of issues like that are urgently important. Because if you just mindlessly let your kids go off and not know what's going on at their school, not only may they give them injections of all kinds of chemical cocktails that have ingredients from dead aborted babies and animal kidney cells and all the just toxic metals, formaldehyde, amazing stuff that obviously should never be injected into people. If you're going to have your kids go to a school somewhere, be involved in and check out what's happening at that school. Lately also, big story this week, speaking of the week in review, is that in Houston, it turned out that, you know, you're aware of the program of gender confusion that is being carried out and targeting little kids, saying that they might not be the sex that they think they are. And there's this total fraudulent way of explaining it, that using words like, for example, saying that your sex is assigned. No, you, well, maybe by God, but your sex is a matter of the DNA configuration, chromosomes in your cells all over your body. And the doctor didn't decide, well, we need one more boy today, so you're going to be a boy. That's what they want you to think that it sounds like. It has nothing to do with anything like that. That's all a hoax. And they're saying because sex was just arbitrarily assigned, gender was, that in elementary school they're going to be telling little kids in private sessions that, you know, you might actually be the other sex. That could be your whole problem. And there are laws being passed across the country that say even if the parent objects, that the state can come in and start with chemical therapy, chemical castration, all kinds of irreversible, highly toxic processes, and that the parents have no right to object to anything like that, and CPS can be used to take the kids away. So this is what's going on at public schools, and it's a reason to really take care of the kids. But they found out this program of confusing the kids' gender identification is going on nationwide and worldwide. It's a global issue. And in the U.S., at the library, public library in San Antonio, they found out that they're starting this new fun event for kids. It's called Drag Queen Story Hour. And it's to learn tolerance and what else? Well, maybe mainly tolerance, I guess, and to show you, to give you as the child support that you can be another gender. You can be any gender you want. I think it was Teen Vogue that just put out a video that said, was interviewing a bunch of these kids and saying that this binary gender idea that there's only two sexes is complete nonsense. It's completely false. Really, there are thousands or unlimited number of genders, and that you have to start really young realizing that so you don't miss out on who you really could become. And they're teaching the kids this in schools and libraries and all these meeting places and community centers. There's a great group in tech, actually in most of the states in the union right now, and it's called Mass Resistance. And I believe their site is massresistance.com. I've asked them if they want to come on the show, and hopefully they will. But they found two of the people hired to read to the kids this new Drag Queen Story Hour fun time. Two of them were convicted rapists of small children. And the library was thinking, well, gee, we thought they were looked pretty good to us. They didn't do any background checks or anything on them. And they just brought them in to play with the kids. And this is a program going on nationwide and also in other countries as well. So it's worth knowing what's going on with kids in school. So take care of your kids and take care of yourself. And if you want to be part of a support system and have access to a much deeper level of forbidden health information and the consciousness tools to make it applicable so you can actually use it, that's what we're doing in a private format, because on the public one, we probably get shut down right away. The private one is planetaryhealingclub.com. And anybody's welcome to check that out at planetaryhealingclub.com. We're getting in that environment. We can talk freely about levels of this stuff that can't be brought out in the major mainstream public channels. But we can hint at it. And the main thing the bottom line from tonight is, yeah, it is a total scam what they're talking about with give us your money and your rights to prevent the climate from changing and it'll save the world. That's a total scam, and nobody should fall for that. The OCA and the organic people should not fall for the Green New Deal. It's really bad program when you look at all the parts of it, with healthcare and the minimum wage as a way to save the economy while the central bank is really wrecking the whole thing from within. They should not be falling for that. But it's still true that some of the things that mankind is doing under the direction of the global rulers is potentially suicidal on a mass scale. So just have discretion. Learn to tell the difference between the two. Get yourself in good shape physically, get your health back, get your energy back, and that'll give you more effectiveness in whatever it is you're doing in the outside world. Watch what you put in your body. Watch how you treat other people. And that starts opening up potential that could be used. If you want to talk specifically about how, check out planetaryhealingclub.com. Remember to see Mark Steele tomorrow night on the evening show for Lost Arts Radio. It'll be on most of the major platforms. And during the week, we'll have more free videos for you. The Planetary Healing Club meeting starts in half an hour for those who want to be a part of that, planetaryhealingclub.com. And otherwise, I hope you have a great week. Thanks for sharing the time with us. And remember, you're the solution. You're not just the resistance to the problem. You're the whole solution. So make it a priority to put aside all the labels, all the things to fight about, all the condemnation of other people that we do constantly in our mind or verbally, and find out what's inside you, because there's something amazing there. See you next time.